Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. This topic, close first, educate second, is a huge one at Growth Dynamics. We can call it demos. We can call it lunch and learns. We can call it so many different things. But at the end of the day, you have to decide what is your time worth and how are you going to use that time with your prospects, maybe a suspect, and how much of your information are you willing to give away before you have any idea if they're going to buy. Keep this in mind as there's national sales conferences and with the start of the year, possibly new products rolling out in the next few months and the expectation that you're just going to show up, throw up, give away all your information and hope like heck that someone buys from you. Without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Sadie was pumped to have a meeting with the right decision makers on her new product. They quickly agreed to her lunch and learn invitation and even let her know how excited they were about her products. They used a competitor's product, and this was her chance to get the sale. She gathered the standard slide deck, added a few slides comparing her product to the others in the marketplace, and even went as far to include delivery information. She knew this was the lunch and learn to end all lunch and learns, and it would be an easy close. Yet, when the presentation wrapped up, Sadie asked if there were any questions, and no one had any. They kindly thanked her, and out the door she went. Later, she learned the company went with their existing vendor. Diagnosis. Sadie put the metaphorical cart before the horse. All the excitement built up in her own webinars, learning about the product and marketing materials made her think that excitement would translate to a definite and easy close. She believed the more she educated the prospect about the product, the easier their decision would be to buy from her. Prescription. Sadie needs to remember to sell first and educate second. Excited about learning about a product does not translate to having a product sold. What Sadie did was arm the prospect with all the information to go back to their existing supplier and garner a better deal. Sadie moved the conversation forward with education, thinking this closed the sale, instead of closing the sale and then educating the prospect on the products. Remember that prospects can really be suspects. Suspects can leave out vital information, string you along, evade or evaporate, or be out for a free education. That free education can simply be information, presentations to learn about the product, to learn about the people involved in the product, and, or maybe the most important, garner prices and proposals. The more information Sadie gives up without getting anything in return warms her seat on the buyer's bus. Sadie should have spent more time on discovery during her lunch and learn, left out the bonus materials, and found out the next steps before turning over all of the details the suspects needed to leverage their current vendor. Critical thinking. When representing different manufacturers, sometimes they find education to be the only way to sell and get in the door. How does this impact your business and how you do business? When was the last time you warmed up the buyer's bus and gave your suspect the keys to drive you all over town? The drill. The drill has two final thoughts for the morning. First, from Nelson Mandela, education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Second, from Oscar Wilde, education is an admirable thing, but it is well to remember from time to time that nothing that is worth knowing can be taught. And now the drill. As always, update us on how things went last week with your three stated goals. Did you accomplish them? Are we still working on those? This week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional, and let us know what Growth Dynamics tactics you plan to deploy. As always, coaching is available. Please be sure to reach out to schedule some time with Charlie or myself. Now go out there and make this week the best one yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.